Welcome to the Language and Literacy Collective podcast, where we share tips and strategies to support language development and encourage a love of literacy in all children. This podcast is hosted by two sisters who share a passion for all things language and literacy. I'm Liz, a speech therapist and behavior analyst.
And I'm Stephanie, a literacy specialist and former classroom teacher. Our goal is to make literacy inclusive and accessible to all by equipping parents and teachers with the tools necessary to best support their kiddos. Now let's get started with today's episode.
We are so excited to join forces and be recording our very first episode of the Language and Literacy Collective podcast. Just as our intro said, we are sisters, both with a passion for language and literacy. I'm Liz, and I'm here with my sister, Stephanie. Steph, do you want to tell us what we'll be covering in this episode?
Sure. Hey, guys. On today's episode, we are going to go into a little more detail about who we are, our professional experiences, and how they have brought us to our passion for both language and literacy, as well as the goals for our podcast. We're also going to share some fun facts about ourselves. Our hope is that this podcast is really informative, but also fun. Liz, do you want to start by telling a little about yourself?
Sure. So I am a pediatric speech therapist and behavior analyst, and I live in northern New Jersey in the Morristown area. I went to Penn State for undergrad and grad school to study speech-language pathology. And I spent most of my 20s living and working outside of Philadelphia for an organization that I actually still currently work for called the Chester County Intermediate Unit. And I was working primarily with a lot of students with autism and had the opportunity to learn about the science of applied behavior analysis. And once I learned more about ABA, I realized how beneficial it was in teaching across really all populations, but it especially equipped me with the knowledge and skills that I think I was lacking in order to best support my students with autism and other complex communication needs. So it was about 5 years ago that I decided to pursue certification to become a behavior analyst. And we won't necessarily be talking specifically about ABA in this podcast, but it has really become infused into everything that I teach, including how I teach parents and other professionals. So I would recommend checking it out and looking up some information on ABA if you haven't already done so. So anyway, fast forward a bit and I decided to move back to New Jersey. So Stephanie and I are originally from New Jersey. So I decided to move back and I still work for the Chester County Intermediate Unit in a role that primarily includes training and consultation to teams of teachers, speech therapists, and staff that are using ABA to teach students with autism, as well as training and consultation on the use of telepractice to deliver special education services. I also run a small private practice called Communication and Behavior Solutions and provide direct service and consultation to clients in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And Communication and Behavior Solutions is where it's my primary platform where I share a lot of tips and strategies for parents on speech, language. I have special interest in play and social skills. And then more recently, anything that I've learned in the areas of literacy and pre-literacy skills. So I'm definitely by no means an expert in these areas of literacy or pre-literacy, but I'll be the one to wear the language hat in this pairing here. But it has been really cool in the past several years as Stephanie has developed an expertise in this area to collaborate and to learn from her. So I'm looking forward to continuing to learn through this podcast. All right, Steph, you're up next.
I'm Stephanie Willis. I am currently an elementary school media specialist, literacy specialist, and a former classroom teacher. Like Liz, I also live in northern New Jersey in the Morristown area. I also went to Penn State, for my undergraduate degree in kindergarten and elementary education. After graduating from Penn State, I started my teaching career as a second grade teacher in Westfield, New Jersey. During my second year teaching, my classroom was chosen as a lab site classroom with the Teachers College Reading and Writing Project. And that year, I really fell in love with teaching literacy. I decided to enroll in the Literacy Specialist Master's Program at TC and alongside the Teachers College Reading and Writing Project. During my time at the Teachers College, a first grade position became available in my school, and I jumped at the opportunity to really learn about the foundational aspects of teaching literacy. After graduating from TC, or the Teachers College, and in addition to being a classroom teacher, I served as a district literacy coach in Westfield. It really became clear that teaching literacy was my passion, so I started to look for full-time literacy coach positions in and around where I lived. during an interview for a literacy class position, the principal asked what my dream position would be, and I responded by saying that I'd have the students come to me for interactive read alouds. If you follow along at the Literacy Party, my Instagram handle, you will know that interactive read alouds are kind of my jam. I would then have students read independently, and I would run conferencing or run small groups with students. It would require me knowing the ins and outs of all the units of study. It would require working closely with all the teachers and getting to know the students' individual needs as readers and writers. I dreamt up my perfect position that day and later realized that I could have that as a district media specialist. I'm unbelievably grateful that I am currently in my dream job as a school library media specialist. I am able to really form real relationships with my students, and you know, I get to share my most favorite books with them, and I get to teach the foundational aspects of reading as well as more complex content. I also get to work really closely with the teachers and pick up where they leave off in regards to their literacy instruction. And one of the best parts of my job is that I get to be the hub of our school and really create a community around literacy.
So we obviously have different backgrounds when it comes to our professional experiences, but what we do have in common is a passion for what we do and helping kids learn. We're also very passionate about learning ourselves, and as a result, we've had what seems like hundreds of conversations throughout the years where we've spent hours on end talking about each other's jobs and what we've been learning and how we've been teaching our students. And what we have found is that there is a lot of overlap between language and literacy to the point that it's often hard to separate the two.
Yeah, so you know, that is something that I've definitely realized too, the connection between language and literacy. My experiences have been primarily in working with elementary age students within the regular education setting. So when I started this new position that included preschool students and also working with students with more significant special needs, I really called on Liz to help support me. I found that most of what I needed to do to support the younger students and students who had developmental delays was to, one, focus on encouraging a love of literacy, and two, making sure that they had a strong foundation in order to be successful in the literacy experiences that I was providing.
I love that comment about the need for a strong language foundation. So just as our intro said, our goal is pretty simple, and that's to share information on both language and literacy development, as well as tips and strategies to encourage language and literacy development in children. We plan to do this by sharing some of our own knowledge on the topic, and I will be the language and communication expert, and Stephanie will be the literacy expert, as well as bring on some special guests for discussion so that you don't get sick of hearing our voices all the time. We've both been really fortunate to learn from and collaborate with a variety of really smart people who are also really passionate about these topics as well. So we are excited to volunteer some of our friends and colleagues to be on the podcast.
Yes, so I've already developed a list of hopeful contributors to the podcast. Another thing that we mentioned in the intro that we are really passionate about is our mission of making literacy inclusive and accessible to all.
Yeah, so as a speech therapist and behavior analyst, I work primarily with kids with special needs. And as a result, I recognize the importance of building a really strong language foundation as a bridge to literacy development, kind of as Stephanie mentioned a minute ago. Having access to language and literacy-rich experiences is so essential in building independence, the ability to interact socially, and have an overall good quality of life.
We also recognize that there are disparities in access to books and literacy experiences across different backgrounds. We are hoping that sharing our knowledge through this podcast is one way that we can address some of these challenges with inclusion and accessibility, that we can provide all parents, teachers, and caretakers with some of the tools necessary to provide those language and literacy-rich experiences to their kids. We also recognize that we have more to learn on the topics of inclusion and accessibility, so we will be bringing special guests onto the podcast that can help support us in this mission.
Okay, so I think that covers it for now. We are going to do one more segment before we wrap up, and it's called Fast Facts. So we each thought of four easy and fun questions for each other, and then one question that's a little bit more related to our profession. Okay, so Steph, you're up first. First question is, if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That is one of the easiest questions I've ever been asked. So you guys don't know me, but if you did know me, I am a huge Chips Ahoy fan. And I, like, it's like my biggest guilty pleasure. I love Chips Ahoy more than anything in this world. And I have my own way of dunking my Chips Ahoy into milk. And 100% my last meal or only meal that I would ever eat again would be Chips Ahoy cookies. Okay. And milk.
So this proves how well we know each other, because my fourth question that I'll skip to is, would you rather give up wine or Chips Ahoy cookies for a year?
Okay, so I could give up Chips Ahoy cookies. Ooh, this is really hard. So, like, I love wine and I love Chips Ahoy cookies. I think it would be harder to give up wine just because of how social I like to be.
And you eat your Chips Ahoy cookies alone in the dark.
I eat my Chips Ahoy cookies, you know, actually, yes, when I'm alone. So wine, I think, would actually be harder to give up because I do have wine socially quite often.
Okay. All right. I'll take it. So two answers down. If you could teleport to one place right now, where would you go?
If I could teleport to one place, let's see. So there's a bazillion places that I would love to go to. I would have to say...
Remember, these are fast facts.
Right. This is not fast. So last summer, I actually went to Italy for a few weeks, and it was absolutely the most beautiful place. I fell completely in love with it. But I only went to the northern part of Italy, and if I could go anywhere, I would probably explore other parts of Italy.
Okay, good answer. The last fun, easy question is, what is one thing that brings you joy every day?
That is also an easy question. My dog, Holly, brings me joy all day, every day. She's a golden retriever. She is like the most purest, most beautiful, like, soul ever. And everything she does hurts my heart a little bit because she is just so sweet.
I can attest to that. Okay. So then your last question is, name three children's books that every family or teacher should have in their library. No explanation. Wow. Just say three.
One of my new favorites that, like, is top of the list in all-time favorites is the story Mixed by Ari Chung. That's one. Mixed by Ari Chung. Dragons Love Tacos by Adam Rubin. And, oh, this is so hard. Mixed, Dragons Love Tacos, and I would have to say... there's a really cool book called Animals Nobody Loves by Seymour Simon. It's a fantastic nonfiction book. So I tried to give you like a social issues book, which I find very important. I'm giving you a fiction book that's just fun, Dragons Love Tacos. And then my last pick, nonfiction, Animals Nobody Loves by Seymour Simon.
Awesome. Okay. I think you answered those wonderfully.
Great. It wasn't super fast, but pretty good. All right, Liz, so now it's your turn. Question number one, what is your favorite children's book to use in teaching?
Okay, that's a tough one because I love so many books. I'm going to go with one that I've actually shared, that we both shared in our interactive read aloud theme a couple months ago, which was My Heart is Like a Zoo by Michael Hall. So I love the illustrations. There's just a lot of opportunities for practicing different vocabulary, imitation, following directions, and then there's a lot of really cute extension activities that you can do with it. So that's my answer.
Great. I also love that story and have used it quite a bit as well.
I think you actually were the one who introduced me to it many years ago as like a Valentine's Day type of activity.
Yes, that's when I read it with my students during February. All right, question number two. If you could have dinner with one person, living or dead, and don't pick your family.
Oh,
so who would it be? I mean, you can pick your family if you'd like.
Well, I was gonna say my family, even though you said one person, because we are actually filming this in like quarantine time, which is kind of, I guess, relevant to say because we've been social distancing. So I would love to see my family and sit at a table like not 6 feet apart. So
and share a meal.
Yeah, like actually share a meal, like pass the food around the table. So actually I'm going to go with my family.
Okay.
And I know you said one person, but I'm going to go with like my family and my extended family.
Cool. Okay. Question number three. If you could travel to one place, where would it be and why?
Oh, I think you had a similar question. So I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Spain. I traveled to Spain many years ago, and kind of similar to your answer, like you had only been to Northern Italy. I have only been to Southern Spain. So I want to go travel into Northern Spain. So I'm just going to like flip flop your answer.
Cool. Number four. What is your favorite Instagram account to follow? It doesn't have to be language or literacy related whatsoever. Just like, who do you love to see pop up on your feed in Instagram?
Ooh, that's a good question too. All right, let me see. I love to follow a ton of different like speech and language and behavior analyst accounts. So I'll go with someone that's not in the profession. I really like to follow Jess Massey. She is the creator of Hustle Sanely, and it's like a digital planning guide. I actually don't even have her digital planners, but she talks a lot about time management and organization and like setting goals. And she's just really inspirational. And I've learned a lot from her on how to just like manage my time a little bit better.
I kind of thought you were going to say her. I feel like Liz tells me about Jess Massey, like as if she's her best friend. She'll like call me to tell me things about Jess Massey on a daily basis.
Yeah. I actually, before we started recording this podcast, messaged her to be like, hey, what podcast equipment should we get? So she's awesome.
Cool. Number five, where is the first place you're going to go post quarantine? Like, and not your family's house.
Okay, not my family's house.
And maybe not a trip. Maybe somewhere like in your community that's important to you.
Okay, I'm going to go to our local hangout that we go to all the time. It's called Sterling Tavern, at Sterling Tavern, if you're listening.
Yeah.
And it's just where we go with our friends a lot and always have such an awesome time. It's our home away from home, so we've been missing it. So that's my answer.
Yeah, so I literally cannot wait to go to Sterling Tavern and have their burger bites. So that wraps up our fast fact segment. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Liz and I could talk about language and literacy to no end. We both spent the last 9 years sharing about our professional experiences, and so often our experiences have overlapped. We're excited to share that the next episode of the Language and Literacy Collective podcast will be about the connections between language and literacy.
If you're looking for information between podcast episodes, you can visit us on our social media accounts, on our shared account, at Language and Literacy Collective, on Stephanie's account, at The Literacy Party, or on my account, at Communication and Behavior Solutions. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will chat next time.